Blog Talk Radio.
I want to apologize to you and people about Monday, man. I got cut off. I'm sorry about that, man, but you know how things happen. But, man, I want to apologize to everyone for that, man. I hate that happened. But, hey, we back, man. We back at it. And I want to thank everybody for supporting us, for being there. It's World on the Streets, man. Extraordinaire, hey, the amazing Keith Fletcher. We here, man. I'm just happy to be extraordinaire. Another day blessed. Most High woke me up this morning. Like I say, everything else is a blessing. Everything else is a plus, man. So I'm here doing what we love
everything
to do.
Everything else
so,
is
man,
a bonus.
Man, that's it, man. That's it. Doing what we love to
everything
do.
Everything else so. Is a bonus. Friends, we are such an I'm, man. It doesn't take us long to get in a hot conversation. This guy just know how to strike a match. I mean, we were talking backstage and... We went from 0 to 100, like, in 1 minute. In 1 minute. Because, you know, when you are just gifted in areas like that, it's just a gift that he has. And it's always exciting to have a conversation with him. I don't know if you all who out there listen have a friend or a loved one or someone that just, you know, some people just have that knack for great conversation. I mean, and Fletcher, he just got, man, this guy just got a great conversation. It doesn't take no time. It's like, for me, I look at it like a good boxing match or a good basketball, because I love that kind of stuff, but it doesn't take long for him to mix it up, and I feel like, man, I want to go back. Well, I want to go back and forth with this guy, man, because he putting some stuff out here, and yeah, I enjoy it. I enjoy it. That's all I'm trying to say, friends. But anyway, folks, thank y'all so much, as Fletcher said, for tuning in to be back with us. This is Word on the Streets. Anybody want to call in, we hope that you do. The call-in number is area code 319-527-6769. Once again, the call-in number is area code 319-527-6769. And if you want to come on and be on the program, all you have to do is shoot us an email at wordonthestreets@extraspin.shop. It's in. It, we got it all written out for you, but we're going to say it on the air just for those who, you know, may not want to take time to read it. It's Word on the Streets at extraspin.shop. And Keith Fletcher and myself, we will, we promise to get back in contact with you ASAP.
Okay,
but
yes,
before
sir.
We get in, yeah, man, before we get into the show, you know, it just feel good to come back on and just be with my brother here on the other end, man. It's just a wonderful, wonderful thing, and to have a platform where we can not only exchange thoughts and ideas with each other, but we can share those thoughts and ideas with you as well. And so we understand, which is why this show is primarily dedicated to all the wonderful mothers out there. That's what this show is about. We call it a symphony of love. In reality, it's a Mother's Day gift to all the mothers out there. But what I want to say before we get to that, Fletcher have a son who will be graduating from high school this month.
Yeah, May 19th.
And you all have seen this young man. If for those of you all who watch, who have Facebook and have followed Keith Fletcher and what have you, but you all have seen his athleticism, how this young man can just catch a football and make magic happen. But I want you all to know, and Fletcher can open the book up much clearer and better than I can, but from what I've seen of this young man, it's not just his athletic abilities that he carried. The first thing that jumped off for him to me was his charisma. His personality, that smile. Man, that smile lights up a room. And he's a good-looking young man. Got the right physique. I mean, he's a package that I can sell that can easily be marketable. He got the package. He got the personality. He has the smile. He have the size. And, you know, so he got that plus. He had the ability to run that ball, to catch and run that ball. So, I mean, I'm so proud. I'm so proud of Makai, and I'm so proud of the Fletcher family on the job that they did and put in the input they put into him. And now he was just a baby a few days ago, and now he's going to be walking across the line of graduating from high school. Fletcher, man, you got to be a proud dad, and your wife has to be a proud mother.
Yeah. My wife is more than a proud mother. But, hey, man, that was a great introduction for him, man. I'm about to tell him he got to listen to this one, man. That was nice, for sure. And I appreciate that. Family appreciate that, man. Yeah, it's a special moment for us. You know what I'm saying, Makai? You know, I give him a hard time, man. But, the crazy thing about it, you know, the things you say to him, to put that inside a kid, you know, we didn't get that, a conversation like that. You know what I'm saying? And I was giving him a conversation like that about his you know, what do he feel that's more that he have that's important that people gravitate to. And he was saying, he was like, "What you mean, Dad?" I said, what you feel is your most important thing about you? And he said, "Well, people sound like I'm a good listener." I said, that's good. I said, but I told him that. That's huge. And then I told him also, I say a lot of people say about your smile. I say, man, you got a nice smile. I say, and I want you to keep that, you know. It's all about what attracts you to people to you. You don't look less threatening, you know what I'm saying? You're inviting. I say that's important, you know what I'm saying? So I say when people come to you, I say you need to use that listening. You're a listener, and you have that smile, so use those things. I say, you ain't going to be a man. I say, I know we say we're a man. I say, man, you are. You're 18-year-old. You're a man. You can go in the military. I say, but a man, really, by 30, that's when everything start coming to you. You know what I'm saying? You're going to start realizing things. That's when your mind started, you know, grow. about 30 years old. You come up.
Yeah. For me, man, it was 40. It was 40 for me.
Yeah. But I tell them so there, I say, so use those things right there until you realize you get your mind, you know what I'm saying, to catch up with your, you know what I'm saying, all that. So those things that you know, so use those. You know what I'm saying? Use that, be a listener, because, man, people get paid to listen. You know what I'm saying? People get paid well to listen. I say you are not just money, you know what I'm saying? You might need to get to a door, get some information, you know what I'm saying? So use those things, your great listening skill and your smile to attract them, then use that for, you know. But so I'm excited for him, man. I'm excited, you know, he on the journey he about to take. Like I said, everybody's journey is different, you know what I'm saying? So he's starting to get a little nervous, you know, it's about to happen, you know what I'm saying? What are you going to do? I give him a hard time. You got to get out of here. You're 18 years old, but he ain't going nowhere, But I'm excited for him, man. I'm excited for him to see where he's going to go with this, how his journey going to be, and things that he's going to do with that. So, but I thank you.
Yeah.
But enough of that, man. Yeah. I want to let you gloat a little bit. Hold on.
No, man. But you know, the reality of it all, though, man, growth is a double-edged sword, though.
Yeah.
It's a double-edged sword. It really is. It's that new step out of being that young man. That's a step forward. Mm-hmm. He's going to be walking on some new turf that he had never walked on before.
Never.
And then he still got that family connection of I'm a son, and these are my parents. That's let me tell y'all. I remember that is a but you see, back in the old days, we didn't even talk about it, but
nope.
it was there then, it was there, and now, you know, we're just learning as a people how to communicate and talk about our aspiration and our fears.
Yes.
But we didn't do it back then. You didn't talk about fear. You didn't. You know, we zipped that up. But our show tonight, man, we want to, and we encourage you all to call in and share with us some of your heartfelt, warm stir about your mom, your mother, or your aunt, or that significant person. Who was just a bedrock for you, that helped you stay the course, that gave you the backbone that you have today. I mean, it's in order for a show like this to be successful, it's important that folks are able to have a platform to communicate this with others, because what you have to say resonate with others. And fortunately, many people will appreciate what you have to say, because one of the things when we think and talk about mother, as I was telling Fletcher before we came on the air, is that my mom used to always, he would say this, when I was younger, and I just heard it throughout my life, that every woman who have a child is not a mother.
Mm.
You see, because now a mother is quite different than just a person having a baby.
Yeah.
And for everyone who are listening, I'm sure you all can understand the sentiment of where she was coming from. And you know, she, in those days, they didn't break it all down. They hoped that you would have enough common sense to figure it out and understand. And if you didn't, they bet and counted on that life, eventually you would grow up, be able to figure it out through the university of life. And I did, through the hard knock school of life. I figured that. I found the lesson book. I found it through life, through the university of life. because just giving birth to a child, that's a great and beautiful thing. But that ain't even half the battle. You see, a mother, a real mother, they got that unconditional love. I mean, a real, real mother. Fletcher, now we talk about this. He know me, mm-hmm. and I know him.
Yep.
There's just some things I know that my boys, they can't get from me that they could get from her.
Yeah.
They'll be missing a lot, to be perfectly honest with you. I don't have all that inside me. I don't have a lot of that, to be perfect, but let me be honest. I don't have a lot of that, of what they may need. Now, I got some good stuff that I can give them, but a lot of it, they're going to have to get it. They're going to have to get it from themselves. Because I'm missing some stuff. I'm missing some. I wasn't raised tenderly.
Not at all.
So it's hard for me. It's, let me see. Because I just want to be real with everybody. It's kind of hard to give what you don't have. It's hard. You can't give away what you don't have. I can't give a lot of that. And I don't really have the patience for a lot of that, to be perfectly honest. I really don't have the patience for a whole lot because it's more like a process. Here are the steps. You follow these steps. More than likely, it'll work out for you. Now, you know, you got a knucklehead, hard-headed. I was too, but you don't follow the steps. In my days, you experience the consequence and you learn from your consequence.
Yeah.
But a loving mother, man, let me tell you, a loving mother is like that. This is why they say everybody should get a pet. Everybody should have the experience of owning a dog because a dog will show you what unconditional love. And see, a good mother, they got that kind of love. They got that kind of love. You can holler and scream at your dog. Guess what? He's still going to come back to you and wag his tail. And this is why, and man, I'm going to shut up and let you come in. But this
good,
is why we wonder when these 360-pound linebacker, football players, NFL, they the toughest guy you ever want to face in the world. The first thing they say when the camera's on them was, "Hi, Mom." "Hi, Mom." You don't find too many of them saying, "Hi, Dad." Hardly ever. But I got, it's so much, man. This is so wide because I just want to give the flowers to these beautiful people, these real mothers, because they deserve it. And let me just add, that real mother, some of these real mothers come in the form of surrogates. What I mean about that, some of them can be your sister, your aunt, your mm-hmm. grandmother, mm-hmm. your cousin. They some it don't necessarily have to be the wife who gave birth to the child. Some women are angels to a child, and they become just what that child needs. And that's that unexplainable love. That is that love. That is that unconditional love that words can't explain. And you moms, you mothers, y'all know what I'm talking about. Fletcher, I didn't mean to take so long.
No, man, you were ready to get it to him, man. That's perfect. Everything you said was correct. Man, like you said, when you said we're gonna speak on mothers, man, I am a mama's boy. You know what I'm saying? I am a mother's boy, you know what I'm saying? But like you said, my mom was a different type of mother. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, you hit a point. I had more than just my mom, because God blessed me, man, my grandmother. You know what I'm saying? Then I had my mom. Then I didn't just have my mom. I had my aunts. Then I had my great aunts. You know what I'm saying? So I had so many moms that had so many different flavors. I got to experience all that. You know what I'm saying? I got to, by name, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it just, all of them was different. Like my mom, my grandmother, she had a level. People would say she was hard. But I'm just going, my grandmother was a mother. She knew exactly that time when she needed to say something to you. She's not going to get it too many times, but she knew that one important time that she knew why she can come and say, I need to be this type of person. She had that skills, man. And she know, I'm saying, it happened not just on me. I done seen her do it. Once she got older, it made you feel so special that you like, man, then she would tell you, now don't tell nobody. Give you a little something, send you on. And you made it feel so special, like you got something and you hold on to it. But then we got older and found out she did that to all of us, you know. But, you know, then I go to my mom, you know, she was that type of mother. It was no softness with it. You know what I'm saying? She had no time. She'd tell me I'm raising men, you know. But like I got to tell my kids, they'd be like, boy, my dad, you had some hard women, you know. And I say, yeah. And I say, but it wasn't always hard. They had their moments. You know what I'm saying? They had their moments. They knew what they had to do because they was protecting you even when you wasn't there. When they wasn't there, they know I'm not going to be here all the time. So they had to give you something. So my mom, she gave us the moments, you know what I'm saying, that you play. Like these kids, it's playtime for them all the time with their moms. But my mom gave that. Then I went down to my mom's sister, Mali, you know what I'm saying, my mom's sister, Antonelle, you know what I'm saying. Mali had a different flavor. She's the nice one. You go there, sit down, and have a conversation with her, you know what I'm saying, and laugh and just pour it out to her and cry. Then you have your Antonelle, you come over there, and she's going to give it to you by facts. Now listen here now, you know, and she's going to tell you, you know what I'm saying, by facts. Now, you know you did this, but we still love you, you know, you know. But all of them had their different, my auntie, you know. She had a by food. Ain't Annie. She going to bring you over there. But all of them had their own little flavors, man, to give it to you and that love. But then you had your men. Your men, they're like you said, the old school short there, they weren't going to play with you. It was about respect. It was just like, you know what I'm saying, them women was like a bear. You know how you had that mother bear, they ready to protect you. But them men was like, they was like that bear that's going to eat you up. But they were like, hey, leave them boys alone. But they was in protective mode. But they all gave you a flavor, but they all had to give you something. You know what I'm saying, that protect you, to keep you, even like you said, what I'm saying right now, they gave me something that carried on after they even gone. I still have it. You know what I'm saying? Them are some mothers. You know what I'm saying? Them the ones that you had to go over there and give them something. Them the ones that when you was making calls when we were kids, we was getting gifts and we were like, oh, I got to make a call for her. I got to get her something. Oh, mom, I got to get this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. You couldn't just say I'm giving this to my mom.
You couldn't leave the other one off.
You couldn't leave them out. You know what I'm saying? You couldn't leave them out. You had to go to their house and give them something just to show because they touched you. As a little kid, I ain't talking about no grown person. I'm talking about the kids 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 on. You had to go give them something.
And nobody had to tell you that.
Nobody had to tell you nothing. You know, for real. Just say, hey, I got to, if you, like you said, sin, and they miss them, you want them to know it. You know, my Aunt Ella. You know, and all of them had their different little things that they gave, man, and you knew it. You know what I'm saying? You knew that little thing they gave was special for you. So, you know what I'm saying? So when I talk about Mother's Day, even like I had told for the show, I tell them something there. You know, my wife one time, my kids, you know, they getting old, young, that I would get up, hey, let's go, mom, and get them gifts and all this for their mom on Mother's Day. So this one Mother's Day, I told them I'm done. So Mother's Day come by, my wife up, she upset. I can't believe you did this. It's Mother's Day. And I say, man, you're not my mother. I say, I'm sorry. I say, man, nobody had to tell me to get up for my mama. my aunts, my grandmother. I say, I'm, I done told them. I say, that's what you haven't get. I don't know what to tell you. But I'm going to tell you again. I don't feel no way you're not my mother. They old enough to know it. You know what I'm saying? So that's some of the conversation I done had with them. That's conversation something you doing different. You know what I'm saying?
They know Mother's Day coming.
Yeah, they know it. That done popped them. Hey, your Mother's Day. And you got my, like I say, man, I have a story, man. When me and my brother, we were young. It was Mother's Day. My mom said, me saving the money, me and my brother, we save money. We go to, we going to save a lot of money that I mind, you know. So we go to my Aunt Mally. We said, Mally, can you take us to the store? We want to get our mama gifts. She said, what? We said, we want to get her jewelry. We go, because we went to the jewelry store one time and saw it. She said, okay. So we go to the jewelry store, and we go, and my Aunt Mally trying to point out, he's a nice little necklace right here. We like, no, this is how young we are. No, our mama love butterflies. We want to get a butterfly. We got to find a butterfly necklace because she loves butterflies. Mally say, what? You say, oh, look at that butterfly necklace right there. Oh, that's what we want, Mom Mally. You know, we. She said, well, baby, what about this right here? No, you sure you don't want it, Mom Mally? No, no. We getting the butterfly. My mama loves butterflies. We both possess. We said, yes, she do. Mally say, she said, okay, baby. So she get the necklace. Mother's Day come, we come, Mama. Get a necklace too. We so happy. Put it on, Mama. Put it on. I'm going to put it on later. No, Mama, put the necklace on. So Mama put it on.
Right.
Take it on. Later on, we're like, Mama, where the necklace at? You know, she, baby, that necklace
right.
Broke.
Yeah,
you know, it broke. You had to take it back and get something there. Mama had to get something there. We got older. She told us somebody. So she told Mally, why you let them buy that necklace? I ain't like that butterfly. I don't like that necklace, man.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Oh,
wow.
Man, I'm saying, but we, and like I said, my mama, you know, we used to get, like, glass.
But
you know,
that's
like
the
say,
impression, man, that they give
yeah.
us, that when that love, man.
That
that's
love,
what that
man.
Was all about.
That
yeah,
was,
that's
but like
really
you said,
what it was about.
If we went in the, we went to the wood, we would get flowers out the thing and put them in a jar. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And bring it to
mm-hmm.
them. That's when you saw something, that's what you thought of. You
did,
know?
Yeah, you did. You did. You thought of them. You did something.
You did something.
You did something. You
yeah,
did.
Yeah,
you wanted
you know,
to show
so,
them the appreciation that they sold into your life.
Sold into your life. And you know, at the time, we didn't know, but it like I said, me seeing the kids nowadays and back then, the difference, like, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. That's what gives me. I tell my kids that. I say, man, I don't understand that. You know what I'm saying? I say, man, I'm serious, man. You know that.
But you're not. I want you to know you're not alone, Joe Fletcher.
Yeah.
You're not alone. You're not alone. I haven't heard
yeah.
nobody in my house yet say, hey, let's go shopping for Mom.
Let's go.
I haven't heard that.
I don't get that.
We're from different schools, and so we're just trying to learn and figure things out. I don't understand it. I don't get. I really don't. But
no, I don't get.
You know, I don't get it. I really don't get it.
Stronette, and the kids, they get way more than we ever got back then.
Oh,
they have more
God.
Than we have. Back
oh
then.
My.
They have.
God.
They have,
man, my father's probably turn over in his grave if he knew his count. Oh, God.
Yes. You know what I'm saying? That's the thing that get me, like I say, this Mother's Day, man. Like, it ain't just, it's in the holiday. It's going to be, I'm going to have to say, hey, you know Mother's Day coming. Hey, man. It got to be a strong conversation like that. It can't be, hey, you know Mother's Day coming. Y'all won't. No, hey, man. I don't want to hear your mom. Mother's Day coming. don't mess it up. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But like we, you know, we do. As we older, I guess we different. You know, different age, different time. But like I said, it wasn't about money, man. It was about that moment. You know what I'm saying? Just to see their face, also to show them that appreciation, see their face. Like you know, say you thought about them. You know, and they had moments. But
well,
like I said, we different.
It is, but the thing that we learn in life, man, it was something, let me, if I could find it, man, it's the thing that has happened to us in life, is that, I wish I could find this saying, Let me see. Let me go on my phone. But what happened is that these mothers, they sacrifice so much and they love so deeply.
Oh, they love, yeah.
For their children. Until the thing that happened is that mothers make their life become so good. And I'm
too
just
good.
Reminded that good time create weak people.
Yes.
Weak people create bad times.
Yep.
But bad time creates
strong people.
And strong people create good times.
Good times.
That cycle runs. And what happened to these loving mother, yeah, that cycle runs over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
See, we came of, it was no good time, but what happened? Here's what happened. I moved in an area where I don't have any kinfolks and made it and making it. And the reason why, and everybody knew I could and would, because they knew what they bit, they knew what they created.
Yep.
And Fletcher can go anywhere because we know his personality. We know he can. Well, that didn't just happen right now. That started a long time ago. That started a long time ago.
Yeah.
And the thing is now with some of these loving nature and mothers, and I'm only saying caution you ladies, we still need to give birth and raise strong men, strong women, who would be able to embrace good times and make good time become better time,
mm-hmm.
instead of making good time become bad time. And then down the line in the generation, it's going to take all the bad stuff because she just couldn't handle it, so the situation got so bad. Now we generations behind. It's so bad. It's so bad. That is going to take that badness so bad that somebody got to grow up to be strong, to change that bad time into good time again. See, that cycle is a curse. That is a curse. And we need to break that curse right now, y'all. We really do. It shouldn't. Love, complete love, shouldn't have to come at the hands of dependency.
Yeah.
Complete love. I love you enough to make you strong, to help you be strong enough that you will be able to walk away from my love. Like David Ruffin say, I'm going to walk away from love, walk away from my love and still be able to carry on. And if you need to come back to embrace me again, I'll be here. I ain't going nowhere because I love you. We love each other. But I want you to be strong enough to fly away. You feel me, Fletcher?
Yeah, I feel you.
We want you to be able to be strong enough to fly away and to fly back. That's what a loving parents, that's what we want. We want you to be, man, we want you to be able to walk out of here and get your own. We love it. We want that to happen. But if you should fall, because life, we know life is filled with a lot of hills and valleys, highs and lows. We know that. So every now and then, you may need to come back. but you got a complete parent, a complete loving mother, a complete person want to give you all the necessary tools you need to be a successful human being. And that's what that is the characteristic to me of a loving mother. Fletcher, it's like you said, my mother was tough. She didn't show a whole lot of emotion and love, but I tell you what, you were able, you, when you graduated from Linda Moulton University, you was able to leave her home and go out in the world.
In the world.
You was able to deal with the world, too. And when I say deal with the world, we all know at this point in our life what the world carry.
Yeah.
World ain't pretty.
Nope.
All pretty people don't do good things. All ugly people don't do bad things. All thieves don't always steal. All rich people are not always honest. Smart people do dumb things.
Mm-hmm.
What's up sometime is down. You got all of that garbage in the world. When you graduate from Linda Moulton University, you're ready. You've seen it. You've heard it. You could pretend you didn't hear it, but you heard it.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't get it right all the time. And when you don't get it right, you snatch back in your memory bank.
Mm-hmm.
And you remember. You remember. You remember these words, keep living.
Mm-hmm.
Keep living.
Keep living. By and by.
Not just, by and by. And it's not just her. That's why the Spittles made a song called Sadie. I mean, those folks, they knew what the real deal was because real people, we raised real people. And this is our show tonight, a symphony of love for all the real mothers out there. Come on back in here, Fletcher. I sometimes carry on and I sometimes talk too long.
No, man, you get everybody in. We talking about the mothers, man, and like saying the goodness, like you said about Linda Moulton, you know, what she gave, and even like she gave it to her children, her daughters, you know, like, I used to speak on it all the time about my mom, and she used to tell me all the time, and my brother, we constantly talk about that, and she say, hey, stay in your own lane. She used to give that to us, stay in your own lane. You know, we didn't understand what it meant then, but now, like I say again, what her mother said, keep living. Yeah, what she said, learn by and by. Then she come back, stay in your own lane. All of it started coming together. These women was building strong men. You know what I'm saying? They was building strong men because they know what they had to go out there and face. They know what we had to go face. They know they weren't going to be around all the time. They know they say, the place y'all going, they ain't never been. They never heard of it.
That's right. Had
brothers and uncles and daddies, you know what I'm saying, that done came and spoke of it. They done seen it. So they had to get
That's
us prepared
right.
for it. You know? They wanted to play with us. They wanted to do all, but they understood it was going to hurt them more than help them. You know?
That's right.
So that's what it was. And they all came together. You know, even in the church, the mothers in the church, you know, cutting deep, but they ain't play. Boy, you sitting there playing, come and bust you across your head, back of your head, get up. Wake up. Give me that gum. You know what I'm saying? Give me that gum out your mouth. What you know, I done had me no headache. Sleeping good, sliving out your mouth. Slap the slob out
right.
your mouth. You know, you ain't paying attention.
Right.
It was the mothers doing
hey,
anything.
Folks, we got a little something special we got for you mothers that we put together. This is for you, Mom. For you, mothers.
To the guiding light of our lives, a mother's love forever thrives. In your arms, we find solace and care, a love so profound, beyond compare. On this special Mother's Day, we honor you in every way. Your strength, resilience, and gentle grace illuminate our lives like a warm embrace.
You've nurtured dreams within our hearts, taught us to soar and reach for the stars. Through laughter, tears, and endless strife, you've been our pillar, our guiding light. Your sacrifices, often unseen, make our lives rich like a vibrant dream. With love as fierce as a blazing sun, you've shown us how to overcome.
In your selflessness, we find inspiration, a beacon of hope, and eternal dedication. You've shaped our souls with love untold, a love that transcends, forever bold. Today, we celebrate your worth, the embodiment of love since our birth. To the mothers who bless this earthly land, may your hearts be filled, forever grand.
Happy Mother's Day. Dear Mothers Divine, may your spirit soar and brightly shine. Know that your love is cherished and true. Today and always, we honor you.
That's from the amazing Keith Fletcher and Extraordinaire. We like to dedicate that to all you mothers. We like y'all to know we love you and we value you. And we know the hard work y'all give and put in and the stuff that we know we just not built to do. So we salute you, Mom. What's up, Fletcher? Don't tell me we lost Fletcher again.
I say, yep, you ever
there?
I say,
I
tell my kids that, man. I tell them all the time. I say, boy, if something happened to your mom, y'all life gonna change drastically. It's gonna be a whole different thing. It's gonna be different. It's gonna be different. But hey, so you most definitely put pay homage to y'all mother. Come on, man. I tell them all the time. Come on, all the stuff she did, man, because it wouldn't be.
In fact, they should be dragging us to the store.
Oh, man, they supposed to be dragging.
They should
saying.
Be dragging us to the store. They really
should,
man.
Dragging us, you know what I'm saying? They should be, they should be making all kind of things, you know, so.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
And that's really all what we're saying. But go ahead on,
it.
Man, please, go ahead on.
Nah, that's it. That's all I'm saying, man, to pay homage to, because like you said, and we just said what our mother did for us, you know what I'm saying? It ain't about no gifts or doing all the things like this, you know, so.
That's right.
But let me tell you this story, man. My mom, like I said, my mom raised me up, and she obviously I'm raising men. And when my wife had the one we talking about, Makai, my firstborn, and my mom used to look. I remember she made him some oatmeal, and he was baby. He put the oatmeal down, and we laughed. My mom said, "Look at her." She looking back at him. She blowing his food and making sure they hot and putting it in his mouth and tasting it. You know, making it wet and putting it in the refrigerator, put a little ice in it and put it back in there.
Mm-hmm.
And we were laughing. I said, "Yeah." My wife was like, "Well, you know," because she said, "My mom said." I said, "This would have been my mama." Here this food go, boy. It's hot now. Don't blow it till you get your food in there. And I said, I burn my tongue. You burn your tongue? Didn't I tell you it was hot? Why would you put that in your mouth? What's wrong with you? You look slow. Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
I say, but listen,
you know.
You know not to put that in your mouth no more. You ain't going to burn your mouth. It just takes one time.
But it
mama
is
said,
the
oh,
difference,
man.
Man. That's
that.
Not, that's, you're right, brother. That is
yeah,
the
you
difference,
doing all that
man.
To put it in the ice in it, put it in the refrigerator.
That is the difference. That is
oh,
the
man.
Difference.
Yeah,
I'm
looking back at it, it's bad. It was just different, man. You know, I say, yeah, mama, you're right. You're like, boy, so did I tell you not to blow the thing first?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but mother's different now, man. It's funny now, but.
I really wish that we had some callers lined up to get some of their stories with their mom, But
yeah.
A situation in my life, in when I was had finished college, and well, my mother was inspirational to me on so many levels. As I said, when I pledged fraternity, my frat, had it not been for my mother, I would have quit, because quitting was the thing that was popular. We started out with 21 guys, only 6 of us went over, so it had an epidemic for quitting. And I would have been around other guys who had quitted, and it would have. It would have been just that easy. But my mother was having, she just wasn't no person that you can go to with some sad story about quitting something that you didn't sign the pledge for. So once I got the word from her, it was nothing that they could do that could have helped. It just ain't nobody strong enough to break that. So. That being said, but as life goes on, I was in a bad marriage, my first marriage. And when you're going through a divorce, and when you are a person who saw yourself as an achiever all your life, and you saw yourself as something special, and divorce is like, it's a bad taste. It's telling you that you failed. And the word failure just didn't work well with my DNA. And I felt horrible during that time in my life. I mean, I felt horrible, Keith, to know that I failed at the... I failed, man. I failed. I couldn't say that. I couldn't say I failed. Like I'm saying it now. But the truth, you see, you can't take control of someone else's emotion, but I still had to take ownership to say those words today, and it's still not comfortable saying it, to be honest. But, and I was feeling like, you know, and I never forget when I went home and I said, look, I don't even know. I just, she was washing clothes, my mother, and I said, look, I'm no better than so and so. I said, look, I'm failed at this thing. I'm wasted X amount of years, and you know, I just felt like, you know, just giving up and just being another Joe Blow. Once again, I said it to the wrong woman. Sympathy, I didn't get. This thing here, that see, in today's world, sometimes a child don't need a shoulder that they could put their head on and cry and pat their head. I didn't get none of that. I was hoping I would kept gotten that. Oh, come here. I'm so, somebody that would have weep with me, felt bad with me. I didn't get any of that. But what I got, and to look at myself from a different perspective, that I didn't have to be pigeonholed to this one person. My mother reminded me, boy, don't you know you educated? Boy, don't you know you making X amount of dollars? Boy, don't you know the average black man in Louisiana ain't making near the kind of money you making? Get your blank off that floor. And, you know, she said, you're good. You say, look, you got a head on your shoulder, and you can talk. You got, man, she said, you got everything the world wants. That speech made my shoulder broad, and I never looked back again. In fact, I was so dogmatic about it until people I worked with thought I was crazy for the things I was doing to get out of that relationship. I got out of that relationship, never, ever, ever went back. And everybody thought I had lost my mind. I didn't lose my mind. I found my mind. How did I find it? From a loving mother. A loving mother. And that's what this show is about, Fletcher.
Yeah. What you say is showing there about, like we said about Mama Lindy Moten, she had the moments. You know what I'm saying? If you met her, you know, people probably like say, you tell them all the time, they're like, man, your grandma used to curse all the time. And did I say that? That's all you got from her, man? You know, when I say that, I mean that, man. You miss so much more. You know, but like I said, she had the moment, man, that she would come, man, and say some things. And it wasn't going to be no nice, but it was the right thing to say. You know what I'm saying?
She didn't say it nice.
Well, it wasn't going to be nice at all, but it was the right place, right tone, everything when you needed it. That's what you needed.
Right. And it lasts with you.
Mm-hmm. That's what I want to say. It lasts with you. Like, did she tell you, boy, that's how you start the race, how you finish. Hey, boy,
right.
Boy, you ain't got no problem. You think we got some damn problems? Man, you know I'm in the pocket. Boy, I got some people give you some damn problems. I bet you had a problem you wouldn't want to give them back. You ain't got no damn problems.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
They stick with you. They make you think, like, damn, I don't have none. Because, boy, you give you something, and I promise you want to give them back. That's life.
And you know, Fletcher.
That's your mother give you things like that, man. They gave you a gift that you will never forget. There were no things you had to give. It was something that was written in your heart. You know what I'm saying? That was written down in your heart that you
right.
got. You just, it's there always.
Exactly. Exactly. And the thing is, Fletcher, the thing is what they do, what a good mother does, a good mother finds and a good mother know your strength. They know your strength and your weakness. And so when you come to them lame and broken, when you come to a good mother lame and broken, they take your broken wings and they remind you who you are so you can fly again, man. That's what she did. My mother reminded me that I had wings, and I could fly. I could fly as high as I wanted to fly. She knew I had dreams. She used them. She knew I had dreams. I could fly as high as I wanted to. I didn't have to stay in that. And my mother, Keith's mother, Keith's grandmother, they're not the only two mothers that have given something, that type of inspiration, that type of motivation back to a child. I'm certain out there on Word on the Street family, you too have had a Sadie, a Mama Lindley, a special mom, special aunt, a special somebody in your life that saved your life, that turned you around just when you were about to drop the ground. This is a symphony of love, a symphony of love to mothers out there. You see, because had it not been that moment, that pivotal moment in my life, it's no telling where I would be today. And you know, the last thing I'm going to say this before Keith come back on is that watching my mother, and now since I'm a parent, I'm very slow to judge others and to tell other parents and tell other lovers what you should and shouldn't do, what you would put up with and not put up with. Because when you become a parent, you can't tell a parent how to treat their son and how to treat their daughter. I've seen my mother sacrifice. And although to the siblings, the brothers and sisters, we used to always tell my mother, I wouldn't do this and I wouldn't do that. But you ain't that mother. You ain't that dad. That's their son. That's their daughter. And when you have a son and daughter, you're going to feel a hell of a lot different than making no judgment call like that. I'm done, Fletcher. Take it.
No, man, that was huge right there, man. Not telling. Hey, you moved me on that one right there, man. And I heard that before, too, man. You're not going to tell. You know, like you say, I wouldn't do this. You don't know what you'd do for yours. You know what I'm saying? And that's one thing I do with my, that's what I do with my wife, man. I tell her, you know, I'm going to let you be who you are, but let me be who I am. I understand we are totally different. I tell my kids, that's your mom, but I'm your dad. Your mom going to do some things that I can't even understand why she does. You know what I'm saying? I don't. I'm going to tell you, I have no clue, but she does. You know what I'm saying? It's like that mother bear, they're going to fight to the death, and let's say they clear. You know what I'm saying? So, nah, it's a different kind of love, man. Like I tell my mom, man, she loved me just like your mom loved you. Just a different time, different era, different people, different. And then you got a dad, you know, that make a difference when you have a dad there and a mother, a father there together and then just having one parent. So it's a lot of things, man. Women take on a lot of roles. And sometimes it has to be the mother and the father, you know, and they have to be different. So, man, now the mothers we have now, man, I give it the hats off to all of them, man, because it's not an easy task. It's not easy to test at all, man. So
it's not easy at all when they have to be the father, too.
Nah, it's not easy when they got to be the father, too. You know what I'm saying? It's not easy. But, you know, and so I'm going to say this, too. We talk about, you know, a grandmother, was your mother, great aunts. It was a village. Like you said, it was a village. You heard me say all about all the people
that's
I called.
That's right.
It was a village then. It wasn't just your mother, your grandma. It was your grandmother, your auntie. You, like you say, your great aunties. The women in church, there were so many people, you know what I'm saying, that shaped you too. You know what I'm saying? Other mothers.
You're absolutely right, man.
Yeah, allowed to be mothers in the house. But that's the difference these days. You know, it's a lot of things.
You know who
came.
Reminded us that more than ever before? We had a guest speaker, Khadijah Roberts. I was so taken aback when she named the people. She named those people, man, and it touched me so I had to catch myself because I was emotional for a moment because she named those people that touched her life.
Mm.
And one of the persons she named was Mama Linda. You remember that, brother?
Yep, I remember it too. Yep. But, yeah, that's it, man. That's it. It was the village. And nowadays we have, nowadays, you know, the kids, you know, other mothers, you can't say nothing to the kids. You know what I'm saying? The other people can't say anything to the kids. And, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
It take a village. It take a village, man. And you
right.
can't, that's, we got away from that. You know what I'm saying? We got away from
that.
Well,
guess what, brother? In our days, if someone said, if a principal or teacher said, Keith Fletcher said this to me, they're going to believe the teacher.
That's what the problem
nowadays,
is. Nowadays.
But nowadays, they're going to believe the child. But because the world is so convoluted now, because teachers aren't teachers anymore. I mean, the situation is so different now that you can't trust authority like you could
in the past. It's so much
it's a whole different world, friends. Look, we only got a few seconds.
Let me say this. And back then when we from the South, and we had more racist teachers, but still you're gonna trust it when it came to authority than back then more than now. Think about that.
Yeah, you're right.
You're right about that. Back then you would think it was bad, worse back then than it is now. But it's not.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You're absolutely right.
That is true. You can't trust authority these days. It's like
you can't.
No matter what color, you don't matter, you know. It's like it's a different world, man. And yeah, it's different. But
it's been a wonderful
time. The village, man.
It's been a wonderful time being with everybody tonight on Word on the Street with the amazing Keith Fletcher. I hope you all got something out of the show tonight as we honor the mothers. So from our hearts to your heart, from our thoughts and minds to your thoughts and minds, from the amazing Keith Fletcher and extraordinaire, we wish every mother a loving, happy Mother's Day. a symphony of love from Word on the Street.